Hello everyone, my name is Laura.
And my name is Anouk.
And we're the co-host of the International Student Voices podcast, the ultimate guide for studying and living in the UK.
Today, we're going to be discussing a topic that might be more relevant to current international students that have just started their final year of study at university, but it might also appeal to any prospective students listening that have taken a look at different study programs and their modules and have seen the word dissertation plastered on all of the programs.
The big word dissertation, oh my God. Yeah, so what is a dissertation?
So if we start with kind of describing what it is, it's basically a final year written project that most university courses ask you to take. So that's something that me and Laura had to do during our bachelor's degree. And we also had to do something similar or exactly the same thing during our master's degree. And it basically kind of represents the like culmination of years of studying where you can apply everything that you've learned or at least things from specific modules that you've really enjoyed and just apply it to something that you're really interested in.
Yeah, no, definitely. I remember hearing the word, like barely hearing it first, second year. And then you start your third year and you're like, oh gosh. And the time like goes faster than you expect. So that's a really, really important topic. And we thought it would be important to talk about it today. So typically, I would say a dissertation, to kind of give you a clue of like what it is, how it's structured. It would start with, for example, a topic that you choose. I remember, for example, engineering, our engineering friends, it was a list of topics that they were able to pick up a topic on the list. But like for us, it was basically making up a topic from scratch. So thinking about our own topic, our own research question, everything.
Yeah. And I feel like that's really great because it gives you a lot of freedom in terms of what you want to do. So it can really be personalized to your interest. But it's also so difficult because there are so many, there's endless amount of topics out there.
Yeah. Unless you're like certain and passionate about a topic, you probably will spend a few days or a few hours thinking about like what you're going to, because yeah, you're going to work on this for the entire year. So like it's really hard, I feel like, to be certain about something, you know, from the start.
Even months, I would say. For me, it was literally months. Yeah. Like it took me months to decide which like topic to choose because there's so much out there.
Yeah, but yeah. And as long as you're passionate about it, then that's completely fine. But yeah, so like thinking about a topic, I would say, then a research question. To be completely honest, I don't know about you, but like for me, the research question came at the end. Like I knew it from the start, kind of, but it wasn't really like, you know, perfectly structured. And like, I feel it's something that also was more clear for me, at least after my literature review, you know what I mean? After I've done all this research, I'm like more or less kind of like certain about what I want to ask.
No, completely. I agree. I feel like it's something that you have, as you said, you have an idea of like the area in which you want to study, like what you want to discuss. But sometimes the exact words or like the wording of things, it takes a while for it to come. And in terms of the research question as well, I wanted to emphasize that you could have multiple research questions, or you could also have a main research questions and like some sub questions. So for me, I had a main question and I had two sub questions to kind of dive deeper into the topic. So the dissertation, we'll explain it again and again, but it's super flexible and you basically really kind of do it based on what your research is. So it will change depending on every person. One dissertation will not look the same to another dissertation.
Oh yeah, completely. Like it's so, so different, especially because you're picking up a topic. And in terms of like the literature review, so that would be the, kind of the next step. So it's basically doing lots of research about what has been studied in relation to your topic and research questions. So it could be very like related, or it could be a very broad approach, like I don't know, you're studying like public relations, but it would be in a specific industry, then it would cover all those topics kind of. And then a methodology, so what methodology you're going to use to analyze, like collect your findings and analyze them. And yeah, many references, that's for sure. Yeah, compared to like a typical essay, it's just pages of references and it's crazy, and it gets bigger as you go into a master or a PhD. So yeah, I love research.
Yeah, for sure. And yeah, as Laura said, basically this whole project is usually a research project, so you're researching things in literature, that'll be for the literature review. You're doing your own research, so you'll say, what methodology are you going to use? Is it going to be interviews? Is it going to be focus groups? Is it going to be something more analytical? So what is that going to look like? And then you'll, as Laura said, research and findings. So then you'll be looking at analyzing the research you've done. So it's a very research focused piece, which is something that you're not used to doing. I think we had maybe one other research thing to prepare us, like module to prepare us for the dissertation module. So it's something that's very new. It takes a while to kind of understand how to do it, but everyone gets through it. And I don't think you should be scared of doing a dissertation. It's a rite of passage. Everyone does it to get their degree, and it can be fun.
Yeah, no, completely. And I feel like that's the only time really that like you're allowed to really pick a topic that is of interest to you. And as Anouk said, it can be fun. And you can, I would say it doesn't seem as daunting compared to, like, for example, if you're being like, if you have to research a specific topic because that's, you know, as part of your course or whatever, and you're not really interested about topic, you have this possibility to kind of pick something you're interested about. And also, it doesn't have to be an actual like written dissertation. According to the different like degrees that you're doing, as we kind of mentioned at the start, it can vary. And for example, I remember some media degrees and journalism is specific at University of Leeds, for example, they had the possibility to do a documentary. So I guess according to the different like degrees that you're doing, the uni, the course, it can vary like significantly, and you're not necessarily like forced to do that.
Yeah, completely. For example, for my master's degree, the one I just finished this year, it wasn't a dissertation. It was called a report, and basically it was just a very long piece of work where I had to do a bit of research, but it was kind of different to the dissertation I did before where I had to do primary research. This one was exclusively secondary research, so it was different again. So it really depends, as Laura said, on your degree. I know, for example, engineering students, Laura said that you usually they can have a list of topics to choose from, and also sometimes they're grouped projects, so you might have a group project that is the equivalent of your dissertation. But yeah, it'll basically change, and the structure that we gave at the start is kind of the standard structure that you can see in a lot of degrees, but not all of them, and it will vary as well depending on universities.
Yeah, absolutely. And yeah, so but throughout your dissertation, a good thing to know is that you won't be alone. You will be assigned a supervisor, so you're not going to do your research on your own, basically. You'll have like some meetings that you'll have to do with your supervisor. It's you and your supervisor who's going to set like when you're going to meet, at what rhythm. If you feel like sending several drafts or meeting several times, that's just going to be like depending on your relationship with your supervisor. And the good thing is that their expertise is going to be aligned to your topic. So I remember third year of uni, I selected something around social movements, political activism, something related to the media and communications. That's what we were studying. And my supervisor was specifically so specialized in this field. His academic like research and papers were specialized in this field, so it's quite cool as well because they know what they're talking about, and they're also able to kind of expand on your research question as well and your dissertation, so that's quite cool as well.
Yeah, and I think it's important to just highlight the fact that you have a supervisor, because as Laura said, it makes you feel less worried because you're not there completely on your own doing this thing, because it's so unstructured, because you're choosing your topic, you're choosing your research question, that it can be daunting and you can think, oh, I might get it wrong, but the supervisor is here to kind of direct you in the right directions and help you out if you have any questions or worries. And if you're doing the completely wrong thing, they will be there to tell you, they'll be honest. So I think it's nice to know that you have a supervisor that's here to accompany you throughout the year.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And yeah, I completely agree. And one of our big advice would be to start in advance. I feel like, you know, the actual trap with like a dissertation is that it starts so early. It's like you have your third year, it's September, you don't really have this in mind because you have to submit this around like maybe May, June. So it's not something that you think about like, okay, it's fine, I have time. But like, it's so long, like the process takes time just for you to figure out your topic, just for you to like do all your research, to send a draft, the draft to be edited by your supervisor and everything. So all of this takes time. And especially, for example, if you're doing a methodology like interviews, for example, like I'm about to submit my second dissertation. So I'm like really, really, I can't wait. And the interviews took about, I started them end of July. I finished them around September. So this is something that took time. So like you need to think about that, like to start in advance, definitely.
Yeah, completely. And I can speak from past mistakes, and I definitely started way too late because I think for me, as Laura said, I fell in the trap of thinking like, my dissertation is due in May and I have so much time. I'm starting in September. I've got so much time, but it takes ages. Even the first step of like finding your research topic is so time consuming, and it can actually take you like a full a month before you decide what topic you want to do. So starting even doing your research around the summer before your third year or in September of your third year can be a really great way to kind of get in the game early and to think, okay, what do I want to do my dissertation on? Because your supervisor will also be assigned to you very early on, I think around October time. So you definitely want to be ready so that, you can make the most of your time with your supervisor and start as early as possible. And something else about starting early means that you can also change your topic, because sometimes people, they start doing their research for the literature review and then they think, okay, I hadn't considered this and I might want to go this way. Or they realize that the topic doesn't interest them at all, and you want to pick a topic that interests you. So then, you might want to do a completely different thing. And if you start early, then you have the advantage of being able to change that. Luckily, I didn't want to change my topic, but I did have doubts at the start, and it did take me ages. And I did have to rush a lot at some periods of time because I started quite late, I'd say in like November, December, because it was taking me ages to just get started and also pick a topic.
No, I completely agree. And like the important thing to bear in mind is that, as Anouk said, you've been assigned supervisor. You want to make the most out of it, but also you've been allocated a supervisor for a limited amount of time. So like for example, I remember in Leeds, like it was still running up until like probably March, April. Correct me if I'm wrong. So still a month before it. But like for example, the end of supervision for like UAL are ending in 2 weeks. Why are we supposed to hand it in like end of November? So if you're not able to submit, for example, it's so cool to like being able to submit your final draft because your supervisor feedback might be so valuable. And if you're just rushing and you submit your draft at the last minute, you won't be able to do that. So that's like something to take into consideration for sure.
Yeah, completely agree. And then another tip that we have, which I've just touched upon, is basically to pick a topic that you are very passionate about, or at least interested about. Like, obviously, I understand if you're not passionate about some research topic for university, but just make sure it's something that you're interested in. It's a field of study you're interested in, because you will be writing about it the whole year, and you'll have to think about it the whole year, which is so, so long. And you will probably eventually, get bored of the topic here and there, but at least if you're interested in it, it helps to kind of keep going and motivate yourself to keep doing some work for it.
Yeah, definitely. And like even being interested about a topic, but also like what approach you're going to take for your dissertation. So I mentioned earlier interviews, but you have also other ways to like do your dissertation. It could be like more textual, like only like, in like independent research, or like you can do it on your own just by analyzing findings or visuals or whatever. Or you can have like a more interactive way of like doing your dissertation, like interviews. And I did that for the first time this year, and I enjoyed it so much because you're actually learning so much about like the industry you're in and stuff like that. So you can actually relate your dissertation to the industry that you're interested in. Or also, for example, like if you're interested about a sector, but you don't really have experience in the sector, you could always like pick a topic related to the sector and you be passionate about it, but you also gain experience and skills. So I feel like it's an amazing way to, I don't know, like specialize in your area of interest, whether for like academic studies or professional expertise or whatever.
Yeah, I completely agree. That's exactly the approach that I took, going from my bachelor's to my master's degree. So I did a bachelor's degree in communication and media, and I was interested in going into marketing. And I did my whole dissertation on kind of like just responsible marketing. And doing all that reading made me see how interested I was in marketing and helped me even with my applications and everything. So yeah, if you do that and you link it to your everything you're interested in for the future, whether it be a job, as Laura said, or like another degree, it's a great opportunity to do that, I think, and do more research.
Yeah, definitely. And then like talking more about technical aspect of the dissertation, what is the unit, checking what is your university requirements. So that's quite important as well, because it varies depending on the university you're in, the course. And generally, dissertation have a word count limit. So I remember University of Leeds was about 10,000. As Anouk said, she has a different way. She had like, you had a diss and then plus a group project. And plus, I remember you had like several things on the side. And this year for my dissertation is about 15,000. So it varies. But again, some masters are doing 10, some masters are doing 20,000. So it varies like significantly. And then the number of sections required and the reference style. So I remember, I don't know about you, but I thought that like when leaving University of Leeds, when we like finished our bachelor's, I thought that the reference style was the same for every single universities across the UK. And then I joined UAL. I was like, oh, so now I have to learn like a new reference style all over again. So it varies again. So you have different like requirements that you need to be careful about.
Yeah, no, completely. For me, it's the exact same thing. It was also different. So you got to make sure that you do all your research. As we've said, even if you've done a dissertation in the past in your bachelor's degree, your master's degree is probably going to be different, whether it's the reference style, the sections, everything. They'll have different requirements. So make sure to look into it so that you do exactly what they want and that you're also basically making sure that you're respecting all of these requirements. And something else to keep in mind is to record all of your sources. That's something that I did for both my dissertations. And also, I think you can also use this advice for like any essays that you're doing. I think it's going to save you so much more time if you're kind of keeping a full record of all of the readings you're doing to make sure that, you know, you have all of the, I've, for example, like to make the list of references already. So when I'll read a journal article, I'll turn it into the reference style already so that I have it ready because it takes ages to do at the end. And also it helps as well if you add page numbers, so whenever I have quotes, I'll make sure that I'll add the page number to make sure that you're not you know, doing any plagiarism or anything. And also when you have hundreds of notes of pages, especially for a literature review, because literature reviews are very long, they can be up to 3k words or even more, then you want to make sure that you don't have to go through all of your sources, because you might have, you know, 30, 40, 50 plus sources, that you don't have to go through all of them and be like, okay, what page was this on again? That is going to be so frustrating, and it's going to add so much more time when you could have prevented it by doing it in the first place when you start doing these readings and taking notes.
I absolutely agree. I remember first year of uni, I was doing this with like, and it was also, bear in mind, very short essays, but you cannot do that for the dissertation. Like you have more than 50 readings. Like it can be like a crazy amount of readings that you're doing. And I think like that's also bare minimum, like 40 readings or 30 readings. So it's a lot of like references to include. And in terms of the sources or recording all your findings, another advice would be, for example, whether you're doing your dissertation, whether you're using interviews, for example, like the different methodologies they can use, save all this data. Because like, for example, if your computer gets like stolen, like if you lose your computer, if you lose your findings, what are you going to do? So like, I always made sure, for example, when recording my interviews, to like save them on, for example, a drive or my drive, on just to make sure that I'm not going to lose all this data. So that's like so, so important. So yeah, make sure you keep everything like in a safe space, not to have a panic attack 2 weeks before you need to hand your dissertation.
Yeah, completely. Whether it be the research or the dissertation itself, like please try and back it up, especially when it gets closer to the deadline. If you want to try and do it like weekly or monthly, make sure to send yourself your drafts, or do it, for example, on, I know the universities usually have OneDrive, so you can do it there and then it'll save automatically, or on Google Drive. But make sure to save that, because as Laura said, you do not want to have it like lost, or anything could happen. You could spill water on your computer.
Yeah. And that, I mean, I did that 2 times in my life, so I know that it happens. Though I'm terrible at like keeping my equipment in a good shape. So, and if you're clumsy like me, please, 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 never drink coffee next to your computer when you're doing your dissertation. If you want after, you can do it, but like during your dissertation time, you need to be so careful. I don't know what I would do. Like, imagine you lose all your data right before handing it. I would have a panic attack or whatever. But yeah, so save your work and then set yourself a timeline to make sure you have all the elements of your dissertation. So that's quite important as well, to make sure that like you set yourself a deadline when you're going to hand your literature review, when you're going to hand your methodology, research findings, etc., just because time is going to fly. And yeah, it's going to help you organize yourself, and just to take your time, and, you know, not to have, like, as we said, like, some panic attack while doing your dissertation. It's important to kind of be organized, for sure.
Yeah, and things like the research itself, it'll take time as well. So, and you have maybe less control over it. So I know, Laura, you say you were doing interviews. I did the same thing as well in my previous dissertation. You might not know if everyone will be free straight away. So these things take time, and you need to plan in advance and tell yourself, okay, this might happen. So I need to make sure I give myself maybe 2 months for this section, or like a month and a half. So making sure that you have these mini internal deadlines for yourself is really great. And also supervisors will usually encourage you to have a deadline, or be like, in 2 weeks I'll call you back and I want you to have this done, and then you can give them that, and that'll be really, really great.
For sure. And especially for the interviews, try to contact people like before actually starting your interviews, like your research and findings, just because it takes time and you need to chase people around. And I heard stories of people that wrote their methodology chapter and then realized that no one wanted to like do interviews, wanted to be interviewed. So they had to like change their methodology, and this can take a lot of time, a lot of stress. So like, make sure you contact them before, or like, you know, be strategic in the way you're planning your dissertation, and it's going to help you and save so much time. Like, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. Completely. And then the last thing about, you know, needing to set yourself a deadline and like making yourself a timeline throughout the dissertation is that you also shouldn't underestimate the editing stage. So the editing stage at the end takes so long because you're going to have to assemble everything together, make sure it flows.
Please stop. I'm literally doing this right now. Oh, I support your statement 100%. It is so hard.
And I think it's something that you think is going to take, you're just like, okay, I'm going to put everything together and it'll be done. I've done all the sections. But, you know, you're probably going to go over the word count. That's something that me and Laura do a lot. And so you might have to cut 1,000, 2,000 words, or 500, I don't know, but it's still very difficult to cut all these words and make sure there's no spelling mistakes, go over the references. All of that takes ages. So make sure to give yourself the time at the end as well in that timeline.
I completely agree. Like, definitely cutting some like paragraphs and stuff like that is something I did. And also don't underestimate the intro and conclusion. Somehow, I don't know, those are so hard to write. Like, and the conclusion, for example, like, I don't know, my bachelor's degree and my master's degree, apparently I'm doing something wrong because I have to do it all over again all the time. So definitely, like, don't underestimate anything. And yeah, so I would say definitely plan yourself in advance, and yeah, have fun.
Yeah, I feel like that's the last thing we want to say. Just have fun with dissertation, because we've been repeating it again and again. It's your choice to pick the topic, and you're the one, you know, organizing it, choosing the research, doing the research. It is a fun piece of work. If you want to, you can make it fun by picking a topic you're interested in. Maybe it's linked to your future, like we said. So yeah, just enjoy it and don't be scared of it. And hopefully everything we've said really helps out. If you have any other specific questions, because by now I've kind of written 2 dissertations in a way, Laura's definitely done that. So please feel free to message us on Instagram or on our website as well for any questions, that if you have any questions on the dissertation.
Oh yeah, absolutely, we're happy to help. And we know how daunting this can be, but as we said, it can also be really fun if you're passionate about the topic. So good luck if you're doing it, or if you're about to do one this year. Yeah, best of luck.
Completely. And if you want to check out this podcast, you can listen to it on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcast, and our website, isvpodcast.com. And yeah, follow us on Instagram at ISV Podcast. And yeah, as we said, yeah, please feel free to message us on there. See you in 2 weeks.
Bye.